Welcome, everybody, to the East Coast Audio Show SmackDown Wrap-Up Recap Show. This edition of SmackDown aired, September 19th? That was last night for us. I'm Travis Bryant with Bar J. Purnell. We are the East Coast Audio. We're running a day late. Phillies again. We're preempted SmackDown till today, Saturday afternoon. So we can jump right into this. Ready to go ahead and get into it, Dre?
Let's get into it, brother. Well, one thing we got to worry about for the future is no more preemptions. I don't think
let's hope so. My network,
unless there's a new dog show that's coming, you know, we're okay. So
I'm assuming since this is the last few weeks and the last couple SmackDowns, they really just don't care and
just go with anywhere.
This is a tight race. We got 3-2 now. It's Brad Lidge time. Oh, foul ball.
That's what the motherfucking forum thread is for, brother. Let's get it down.
It's Brad Lynch time. All right. Let me keep my eye on the ball. It's all about the SmackDown recap. This edition of SmackDown opened with highlights from last week. Just to let you know where they've been and possibly where they're heading. It was pretty much focused on Jeff Hardy and Triple H and the Kozlov issue with him attacking Hardy at the end of the show. The SmackDown open aired. Then they jump right into a match. Match number one. We've got a Divas title match. A rematch from Unforgiven. Michelle McCool versus Maryse.
This is the first time even though it's not been around for a while. I think they said, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first time it was defended on SmackDown, actually.
On SmackDown, yeah. Because it came around, and it kind of took forever for them to finally was defended. Like, she won it, but she didn't defend it for almost, like, 2 months after she won it. So, now she has a rematch with Maryse. This was pretty so-so match. Nothing bad. It was a serviceable match,
which is a good thing. When Maryse is in the ring, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm not sure about it opening the show. I mean, but it wasn't a letdown where you just totally turned off. And it set a good tone, you know, for the show to come. And excuse me, Michelle McCool won in the end with the Wings of Love.
Called it the Wings of Love. It's like a sit-out implant buster. I don't know what
it's just a fake-ass implant buster. That's
what is the name that that's actually, what is that actually called?
Underhook. Inverted.
Double underhook inverted suplex, sit out suplex squared. Somehow. The Wings of Love, though.
Wings of Love, yeah. So Michelle McCool retains her title. They jump right backstage to the Big Show and Vicky backstage in her office. And they're talking. They're just, kind of friendly and, you know.
Just going over their business arrangement, basically.
About what they're going to do. And Eve Torres walked in and said she had some questions for an interview. And she asked, who was the first one? Then she asked something about The Undertaker.
Well, she asked at first, she said, when she came in, she said, she asked about, you know, would The Undertaker be there and if he would want retribution for what happened last week, you know, want some revenge, you know, so that's what she asked. And then she had asked about after that when they...
To answer that question, or actually to not answer that question. She danced around it. She didn't even get into it. And then second question was, that she's been training and she wants some time in the ring. And
that was they laughed that off real quick.
Yeah, her and Big Show just laughed at her. And
I didn't get that because that's one of the points of her being there, I would have thought. So I didn't really get why they laughed that off, or even why they even put that in there anyway. But they have done worse things where they haven't given any build up. So we can just see her just come in the ring one day and be okay with it, you know. I just didn't like the fact that she would bring up her in ring career or the start of her in ring career, and them just laugh at it. I know most of our fans will probably just forget about that little thing, but it just stuck with me. That's all.
Well, that was the point, you know, for them to just disrespect her. Like, really? You
yeah.
want to wrestle Eve Torres, Diva Search number 4 winner or whatever one she won? So they tell her to sit down, and they show the first. I love how cool. It has the remote control, and then we get, like, it's going to be like, I don't know, you get VHS footage, just like a tape popped in the VCR or DVD.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter, where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week, with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.